You will get offers. You will be tempted. It'll seem attractive. Before you hire a family member or friend, surround yourself with professionals. This is a very common mistake many people make when they are first starting out. Feeling desperate for help or wanting to help others will put you at a disadvantage with your business. I've had to learn this lesson again and again, thinking that it'll be different this time each time I hire a family member, friend, or trying to help someone out who is not really a fit for the job. Unfortunately, it never is. When you are building a business, you have to remember it's not a charity. And I'm not talking about a literal charity, but rather the mission of your business is most likely not to provide employment for someone you care about. It's really hard to lead people in a work environment when you already have a personal relationship with them. It can get really uncomfortable and messy when things go wrong with the business, and they will go wrong. I've lost many personal relationships over the years because of this. The pitch challenge today: write out the job descriptions that you are hiring for, including what the person will be doing each day and how you will measure his or her success. Also, write down specific attributes and skills the person will need to be successful at the job. Use this as a guide when hiring. Always take candidates through a formal interview process. Avoid offering people you know a job over cocktails, coffee, or at a weak moment when you feel overwhelmed and needy. Continue to surround yourself with professionals by attending networking events and conferences related to your field. Keep at least one job listing active at all times so you continue to have a stream of professional candidates coming to you. By giving yourself plenty of professional options, you will not feel pressured into hiring friends or family members. For myself, I had to actually make this a policy for my business. No friends, no family members, no family members of friends. This way, when someone is in one of these categories asked to work for me, I simply say, we have a policy, and I unfortunately cannot. I do it to protect our relationships as well as my business.